This episode was sponsored by Audible. I love to use Audible to get in my daily personal development, learn new health and wellness tips that include ways to strengthen my body from the inside out, building my mindset muscle, improving my stress resilience, and continuing to learn even more about gut health and the microbiome. Audible is my opportunity to listen to positivity and growth, leaving behind the stresses of the world. Just use the code Dr. D-R Rachel R-A-C-H-E-L Greg G-R-E-G-G dash 20 today to get started on your Audible subscription. You won't be sorry that you did. Welcome to A Better Way to Heal podcast. I am your host, Dr. Rachel Gregg. Each episode, I will be bringing you powerful interviews or solo episodes to help take your life, health, fitness, and mindset to the next level. Get ready to step outside your comfort zone and find the beauty that awaits on the other side. If you are ready to start your journey to the best version of you, let's get started. Hey, welcome back. So glad to have you here. Today's topic is gut health and its effect on your mental wellness. So I'm so glad you're here. Hope you're doing well. This is a crazy time we're in. If you are listening to this right around the time that I'm recording this, we are in the midst of quarantine, and I just really felt like mental wellness was a topic that needed to be talked about, the elephant in the room. And I always like to refer to it as mental wellness. I like to put it in a place of positivity. Not talking about mental illness, but I really want to focus on that proactive approach of wellness versus sickness. So maybe this is going to be new to you. Maybe this is going to be a refresher and just reinforcing some things that you already knew. I look forward to hearing what you've learned in this topic, this episode. So let's get started. So gut health is what I like to think of as the core of all of your entire body's health. If your gut is in a good place, the rest of your body is going to follow suit. But at first and foremost, you need to focus on your gut. So whether you know it or not, 80-90% of all the hormones in your entire body are made in your gut. So I'm talking about everything from estrogen, your thyroid hormone, to GABA, to dopamine, to serotonin. The precursors to things like, so your cholesterol is in your gut, and that is the sex hormones like testosterone and estrogen, progesterone. So if we have balance in the gut, we have balance with all those hormones. If we have issues in the gut, dysbiosis in the gut, then we have issues with our hormones throughout our body, and all the different organ systems in our body will start to slow down, shut down. So again, 80-90% of all your hormones are not made in your brain. They are made in your guts. So if we can always keep that in mind, that a lot of this is going to make sense of why I am under the core belief, my gut instinct tells me, that anything can be healed through improving your gut health. Reducing inflammation in your guts is going to reduce inflammation everywhere else in your body, right? So inflammation equals disease, dis-ease. All of your autoimmune conditions, anything that ends in itis, I-T-I-S, arthritis, okay, for instance, that is an autoimmune condition. Diabetes, autoimmune, heart disease. It's all based on inflammation. Consider it autoimmune, okay? So if we can reduce the inflammation in the gut, when we're talking about mental wellness, we're reducing inflammation in our brains, okay? So we create the hormones in our guts, but we have to feed them up to the brain to get us so we have focus, to get it so we can handle situations, so our stress resilience is higher, so we're getting better sleep. When we're talking about sleep and mental wellness, we all know when we're sleeping better, our mental wellness is better. So it's not enough to take things like melatonin, because if your body is not creating the means to accept melatonin, the melatonin is not going to work for you. So that's just another hormone that is affected by gut health. And healing leaky gut is a huge piece to healing the connection between the gut and the brain. And when we have imbalances in the gut, and our, even if our gut is in a good place, but we're not able to talk to the brain in an efficient, proficient way, we're going to have issues. So healing leaky gut is a huge deal. How do we do that? Well, so glad that you asked. So healing leaky gut. So I think of the connection between the gut and the brain as that railroad track that gets you from point A to point B, follows in line. Everything's communicating. Like if you're at a railroad crossing, that's what tells the crossing bars to go down. All things have to be in check for that to work 100%, right? So if we can heal leaky guts and we're healing that communication between the gut and the brain, everything is going to be working the way it needs to work. But we have to start with the gut because of it being the majority producer of our hormones. So how do we do that, right? How do we heal the guts? Well, again, that's getting to what nutrition are you giving your body? Are you eating whole foods, low inflammatory foods? I'm a big promoter of whole foods, real foods. So your fruits, your vegetables, your nuts, your seeds, the exterior of your grocery store. If you're buying animal protein, that you're, when you can, as much as you can, buying sources of meat that are low in the inflammation category. Therefore, the animals were not given antibiotics. They weren't fed grains. They were grass-fed. They were not in stressful situations. They were free-range. They weren't in cages. You are what you eat, and you do take on the energy of the animal and the plants that you eat. So I always keep in mind too that the animals that give us protein actually eat, you know, cows eat grass, right? So plants give us protein. So we need to make sure that we're getting enough fiber from plants. Supplements is a huge piece of what I promote with nutrition. You just can't, I'm sorry, you just cannot, I believe, this is my belief, that you can get everything that you need from the food that we eat today. It's just not what it used to be. The soil is depleted. We're trying to produce more in less time. So supplementation is a huge piece, and I will get into that in a future episode and dive a little bit deeper into some specific supplements that I use myself, I use for my clients, and recommend to people that ask me. So leaky gut is a condition, if you will, that sometimes is not recognized by some of the medical professionals out there. It is a real deal. If you have a leaky gut, so what it is if you really think of a tight, they call them tight junctions, but really it's just interlocking, secure door, if you want to think of it that way. And, if it's tight, if the connections are tight, food can't get through. Toxins, you know, that you've already metabolized and gotten ready to excrete can't get through. But when you have these perforations, these holes in your guts, things can leak back into your body and create a toxic environment for you. Maybe you've known someone who has been perfectly healthy one day, and then the next day might be in the hospital with a blood infection or an infection that they can't find the source of that infection. It's a super scary deal, and that could very well be leaky guts. So it is a huge deal for immunity. When you have leaky gut, your immunity is low, and especially in times right now, we need to be focused on our immunity and our ability to fight off things. We're fighting off viruses and bacteria and funguses every single day, every single day. But just think of all the days we don't get sick. Our body is amazing, but we need to help it by giving it what it needs. So getting back to balancing hormones. So when I'm talking to people about moving their body, about eating the right foods, about doing those things on a routine basis, I hear more times than not from people who are not currently succeeding in their goals that I just don't have the motivation. I do not have the desire to do the things I know I need to do. I know what I need to do. I just have no thoughts of doing them. I want to do them because I want the results, but my mind just can't go there. So that's a real deal too. So when you have leaky gut, when you have a gut that is inflamed, when you have a gut that is not populating healthy, productive bacteria, you are not producing or able to absorb and feed to your brain the dopamine that is your motivation, right? So when you don't have that, it's real. It's a real deal. I believe it. You don't have the motivation because you don't have the hormones there to balance and give you that motivation. Serotonin is that feel good energy. Dopamine gives you a great release as well, but you need all these things to balance out. And when you aren't able to produce those for yourself, it's going to be very hard for you to take it to the next level of moving, of eating right. So healing your gut is step numero uno in my heart and in my gut. Once you heal the gut, you can heal the brain. You can heal your mindset. You're healing the balance of hormones. Your desire to do things go up. Your happiness goes up. And we all know when we're feeling happy and we're just feeling determined and motivated, we will do things that we won't do on those other moments in time. So feed your body the right foods, supplement your body, hydrate your body, and get everything in sync. For those of you that know, that is one of the supplements that I use with myself and my clients. And it's healing that gut. We're healing that connection, that access, the access between the gut and the brain. And when we can heal the brain, anxiety and depression are not necessarily a brain issue. And I heard this on a podcast by two very well-known celebrities talking about mental health. And it really stirred me because I know it's not where it starts. We don't need to heal the brain first. We need to heal the gut first. And we need to heal the connection between the two, the leaky guts that can ensue if we're not healing. So that is where I want to turn people's thoughts and perspective, is changing the perspective of where do we really need to start to help people heal. And in a time like we're dealing with now, I'm in a position with what I've been doing for years, with the company that I have partnered with, to give myself and the people that come to me the supplements that are needed to help heal the gut. And it's so important. Mental wellness, stress resilience, sleep, all the things, but they start in the gut first. So the other really cool thing that has been discovered is that the heart is actually the third brain. Right? It makes sense. If we're improving heart health, we're improving blood flow through the entire body. So gut flow, brain blood flow, and just everything is moving. It's like a body of water just flowing in flow. We've all felt that in flow feeling. It's an amazing feeling. We're always like striving to get it back. So that is my main goal with this episode, is to educate you that it starts in the gut. That is truly where we want to heal. When I was in the retail setting in the pharmacy, I saw people getting antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications so much. But then they're coming back. Well, I'm having, my stomach hurts, I'm gaining weight. And that is because you are putting something synthetic in your body and it's shutting off your natural ability to produce hormones like serotonin. Like the SSRIs are, you know, your serotonin reuptake inhibitors, not to get too sciencey, but it prevents your body from taking and absorbing the serotonin because it needs it to be free in order to use it. But if you're able to heal your gut, and this is just an example, you are naturally producing serotonin that is free to work its way to the brain and do its job. That's what happens when you heal the gut. You're allowing your body to work the way it was meant to work. It is optimizing the octane that you put in your car, so your car is burning and working efficiently. That's it. We spend so much more time worrying about our car than we do worrying about the engine of ourselves. So I hope this was helpful. This is science. This is the wave of the future. This is what I'm doing with my clients, improving their gut health, and in a three-step process. And I know that if you stick with it, I always tell people that come to me, if you're ready for a 90-day journey that's going to take you from this level to this level, then let's go. If you're ready, if you're, you know, I've had people, their IBS is so much better, and that's a quality of life. And that's a mindset. When you don't have a quality of life, of health, even in a time like right now where, okay, you can't go anywhere but the grocery store, right? But you're setting yourself up for the future. So healing right now is a beautiful thing. We're slowing down. Let's heal. Let's heal ourselves. Let's really get back to the root, your gut, the root cause of disease. And mental wellness is such a important piece of that. So when we can get the mindset right, everything else follows suit. So yes, I'm happy that I can share this with you. And if you learned something, let me know. I'd love to hear your feedback on this. I always enjoy that. So heal your gut, heal your mindset, and just get ready for the beauty that comes after that. So until next time, be happy, be healthy. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today on A Better Way to Heal podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I would be forever grateful if you would take 30 seconds and leave me a 5-star review. I thank you for sharing this episode with someone else who needs to hear this information today. I look forward to meeting you here in each episode with great guests and useful information. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy.